Downloading music to your cell phone. How much are you willing to pay? Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. More and more cell phones, including the Trio phones and Pocket PC phones, are capable of playing music. You have to transfer the songs over from your personal computer. Sprint Nextel is the first carrier that allows customers to download full songs over the air directly to their phones. Two phones on the company's high-speed Power Vision network can use the service, and Chief Operating Officer Len Lauer says more are on the way. But Sprint is charging $250 per song. Who will pay that much?
Well, a lot of this is about convenience. So the great thing about our service is that you can be able to download that song wherever you are. And I think it's similar when you go to a rock concert or a sports event, when you buy a bottle of water, why do you pay $5 for a bottle of water? Because it's convenience there when you want it. That's what mobility is about. A lot of people today are paying $1.50 to $2 for a small piece of a song to use that for a ringer on their handset. And we've also broken some barriers around digital rights management. So for that $2.50, not only do you bring it to your Sprint handset, you also can download that to up to 3 PCs, and you can burn an unlimited amount of CDs for that. So it really does give you true portability that the other services don't allow.
Record companies will make more money in the deal than they would from songs purchased through Apple's iTunes.
The economics are probably better for the music companies and the relationship they have with us versus the 99-cent downloads. But also remember, the music industry on this one is opening up to digital rights management.
How consumers will respond is the question. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.